If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to episode 443 of Fourth and John. I'm Gail Saunders here with Tim Kincaid. Shout out to Evan Hollywood Hearn, who's busy working. Shout out to Primo, aka Prime, in the building, also working. So we're gonna handle it. We're gonna handle it on our own tonight, Mr. Kincaid. You know, it's not always you get an opportunity to have an opening game like these Monday night openers.
Yeah.
You know, we had an opener in Brazil. That was not an opener.
That was awkward.
It was awkward. That was an awkward opener. The home opener, which should be crazy. Obviously, I've been getting a lot of texts about tailgate. You know, I never put out the information about the tailgate. You just, if you know, you show up.
Hey.
It's free 99. People will have questions. Everything is free. Bring the vibes. You know, yes, et cetera, et cetera. But we do have a football game to be played, which we're excited to talk about. I mean, this is the matchup. I don't know if this is the matchup Kirk Cousins, who has been he's got an ass whooping by the Eagles the last couple times in prime time. But the Eagles versus the Falcons, I think this is a great opportunity for the Eagles to get back. I'm not gonna say get back up on the horse, but I think this is the team where they can easily get back up on their horse against. I mean, how are you feeling, Tim? Are you feeling ready for this this week?
Yeah, you know why, and the reason why I think I'm feeling great about this week, because, like you said, you opened up in Brazil. It was our home game, but it wasn't our home game. It was like, yeah, but nah, right? You know what I'm saying? So, and I think for the most part, it's going to be at the link. If you ain't going to the forefront zone tailgate, if you know, you know. We ain't even, you know, if you know, right? But I'm right there along with you, bro. Like, you're going to be in the atmosphere. So you tell me how you feeling right now. You know what I mean? You're about to be in the heart of the city on Monday night. Lights, grass, camera, lights, action. Like, how are you feeling?
I'm getting there. I'm not gonna say I'm there yet, but I'm getting there. Shout out to Fox 29. They reached out. They're having like a pep rally on Monday. Dope. So hopefully we go live on the news Monday from 9 to 10. So that'll be a thing. Just getting everyone prepped up. This is the whole, you know, thing with tailgating. We have a couple people that are sponsoring the tailgate. We have Alex. You know him as the Juggernaut, but it's Smoking and Son. He's changed up, switched up the brand. He will be bringing pulled pork. Shout out to my old teammate, Joe DiGregorio, and his catering company. They are teaming up with 4th and John this season. He's bringing some goods. Hopefully he chimes in later. But, you know, overall, I'm just excited about the Eagles to get back at home. Anytime you're in the stadium, mm-hmm. when the link is rocking, I don't know if the last time we played the Falcons during the playoffs and that ball sailed over Julio Jones' hands. I had never heard a louder roar in my life in that stadium. It felt like an earthquake. I'm not even lying.
That's shocking for you to say that, because you've been through a lot of memorable good times at the link. So you saying that, that carries some weight.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm hoping we have another one of those moments.
Yeah.
You know, maybe this first Saquon Barkley touchdown. But again, like, obviously we've had some players like Saquon ball out. I think AJ balled out. Mm-hmm. I think Devontae Smith was very, very consistent, steady Eddie. Some defensive players we like to call out. Zach Bond played out of his mind, 15 tackles, 2 sacks. You know, like, who else? You know, Reed Blankenship had a big interception, kind of changed the game a little bit. What was that?
Slay had a good game, because mm-hmm. you know why he had a good game. You didn't hear nothing about him on his side. His name was never called. When your name is not called and you're in the outside corner, you did your job.
Yeah. Now, like, if we're gonna be honest, we're gonna self scout our own team. It's not like it's a shock when we see things, and we always talk about them. I mean, but is it shocking to see Jalen have 2 interceptions right off the jump, early in the game? I'm talking, you know, he had 2 interceptions added to the list. I didn't have him going over 15 interceptions this year. 18 interceptions in the last 23 games. Is that it?
Yeah, he's had 5 in a row. This is what I was telling when I remember we were talking at the beginning, you know, before the season began. We were talking like, oh man, he's having this historical camp. He's not throwing an interception. That doesn't matter. What it matters is he working on his craft. When a game matters, that's what we want. We don't want no throwing interceptions when the game matters. So that's the reason why I was kind of like, when people were like, oh man, no, bro, no, it doesn't matter. It means nothing.
Oh, you're talking about the stats they're keeping him.
Yeah, the cats. Yeah. It means nothing. I'm sorry.
I mean, it doesn't mean anything. I mean, if you listen, I've been adamant about it's all practice is meant for practice. If you want to try out throws. Exactly. That's where you try out those throws. Throwing into triple coverage is not where you do that in the game. I actually went back and watched the game a little bit more intensively. And again, you know, we're talking about accuracy, you know, and again, we're talking about first game jitters, you know, preseason, right. Terrible field. There's a lot to play in that plays into what we're talking about. It's not like you can't admit those things. I've heard on the radio about, like, I saw Baldy and get into a little, you know, Baldy was more on the line of, you throw that ball, that's the kind of, like, that's what, you know, you win Super Bowls by being a little ballsy. And I think when you have AJ Brown, if AJ Brown didn't slip, that probably would have been a touchdown, right?
I believe it would have been a touchdown. But I think with Ike's point, Ike was just basically saying, he didn't think he threw it across his body for one, and then for two, he doesn't think that what the philosophy, like the velocity of the ball, was going to be there. He thought it would have been tipped, and he thought it would have been tipped up. With Baldy's point, I'm with Baldy on this one. I'm sorry, Ike. I love Ike. Ike juice all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Ike. But I feel like you make that play because you trust your guys. You know what I mean? Like, don't you feel that way, Gail? Like, you trust your guys. Like, for me, like, if I know this, I know this about you. Like, if me and Gail are playing football, I want Gail to be my quarterback because I know Gail can throw. Gail can put some heat on the ball. And I'm pretty sure Gail see my athleticism. He's like, Tim can catch that. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, it's this trust factor here. Like, you know what I mean? But, like, if he doesn't slip, I honestly believe that might be a touchdown in my eyes.
And again, like, I didn't, once I went back and looked at the slip, I felt, when I was in the stadium, did I feel a certain way? Yeah. But I really didn't see the details of it. But I think at the end of the day, when you have a guy who's always open, AKA AJ Brown,
sir,
you're going to give your boy a chance. I mean, I seen him throw that ball. I don't know if you've seen that meme with Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
I seen him throw that ball against in Seattle where they just lost it. I was like, those are kind of, you know, if we're doing stuff like that, no. Like, but this goal line situation, I thought they could I thought they could connect after looking at that, but the slip probably you know, got in the way. But shout out to Mark Bird. He said for the diehards, we got Tim Perkins in here, local Delawarean. Shout out to Robert and Will. He was looking for some cheap club seats for sale. If anyone knows, hit him in the chat. We got Chase in the building. Shout out to you, Chase. And Ryan, what's up, bros? He said, come on Monday night. Been a long week. Been a long week. That means you have time to tailgate on Monday. Shout out to my bro. He's hype. Mm-hmm. They got to be hype to play home. Got to be. Jimmy. Shout out to Jimmy. He's waiting all week for Monday night. I don't know if he's singing that in the ABC voice. No, NBC voice.
Yeah.
Monday Night Football.
Ready for Monday night.
Shout out to Kiki. Cousin Kiki's watching. Cousin Kiki's also hitting the road with us with Philly Sports Strips next week.
Yes, sir. New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Building.
The whole crew will be down there. But yeah, man, it's going to be a great time. Thinking about other things that we have to critique about this team. You know, I'm going to give the edge rushers a pass a little bit. I'm going to be honest. The last time I saw our edge rushers having issues, Super Bowl, bad field. I mean, do you think we get more juice on our field this time around?
Yes, and the reason why, I mean, if you guys get a chance, go check out the Big Slay podcast. Big Play Slay doubted up. He suited and booted it up for you. What happened? He said, and he did a great analogy with it. It's a soccer field, so it's gonna be more. Man, I don't want to say pause moist. And it's going to be more, not like the dry, hard grass, because that's where you want the cleats. You know what I'm saying? So they like with soccer, you like to kick the ball. So the ball is a little bit moist, right? So it goes further when you kick the ball.
Just say Duncan Hines. Okay. Just say Duncan Hines. The field going to be Duncan Hines.
Facts. So when you're on a football field, you're literally you like it to be grass, but just a little hard. That's all. Just a little false. You know what I'm saying? So I hate doing this.
You're gonna be all right. Mark says the Birds play 0 minutes of preseason. Gonna be rusty. Daz talked about the turnovers. You don't like turnovers. Mm-mm. Don't like turnovers. And this is my thing with it. You know, listening to some of the Atlanta content creators, they're being honest with themselves. They don't see their team beating the Eagles unless what they have said, what multiple content creators I've seen from the Falcons side of things, they said that if Jalen Hurts throws interceptions, turns the ball over, again, we're talking about the two turnovers and the miscommunication between Cam Jurgens. Obviously, alpha, as he worded to him on the sidelines. Kind of, you could see there was a little tension. He was like, I said alpha, you know, but they're going to get that fixed. In terms of the tush push being fixed, the tush push, I'm going to call it the tush mush right now.
Yeah.
It's not really of a push. It's more of a mush.
Yeah. One of them. This is one of them.
I mean, we're in the middle of our self-scouting right now. We are self-scouting our own squad right now. We know that, we know that Vic Fangio, first of all, held this defense down last week. I thought he had called a really good game. I think he saved the day for this unit early, with the them stopping the Packers early on was nice. I thought some of the delayed blitzes, Zach Bond, was nice. You know, all these people talking about Fangio doesn't blitz, but he's got some wrinkles. He also has a knack for saying exactly what is on his mind, and that one.
I love that.
I don't know if you. I don't know. I love it. I don't know.
I love it. I love it. He holds his. He holds his players accountable. I love it.
I love it. I was just imagining what his wife said. How do I look in this outfit, Fangio? Be like, terrible. Take it off. Not a good look on you. Might want to change. Like, is he that honest? That
I think he's a smart man. I think he's a smart man.
Yeah, because I mean, today he talked about Devin White, and Devin White, you know, was on his stories. I saw some Instagram posts, you know, like in his feels a little bit, but obviously, you know, N'Kobe Dean has won the starting job.
Yep.
How do you feel about that?
Deserved. You know, if you're making plays, he played well. My thing is this though, if we're gonna, I guess we'll see on Monday how the edge rush is going to go. You can put Devin White on there to be an edge rush. You know what I mean? To throw a wrinkle in the playbook and stuff like that. And it's depth. That's depth. I mean, and we fully don't trust N'Kobe yet, right? We're going to give him a chance. We just don't fully trust him right now because he gets hurt a lot. So depth purposes, like as an Eagle fan, you're like, yo, let's go. But he played really well. He played really well. Should have got the interception though. Yeah. All that would have been lovely.
He's probably like lost sleep about that because he knows how big a moment that would have been. Remember when Jordan Hicks picked off, was it Romo, to go back to the house? That could have been. Shout out to Rackshack. I didn't forget your autograph, Jordan Hicks poster. A lot going on this week. A lot going on. Just get back from Brazil, man. It's definitely, I'm trying to get my bearings. Going from the mountains of Rio to, you know, Philly is a different thing. Shout out to Sergeant Walker. He said he'll see us in New Orleans. Yes, sir. So I'm excited about that. Shout out to Deborah Clark Bennett. She said, let's go Birds. Everyone is excited, man. David Pops.
I mean, but how can you not be excited if you see what Saquon put on that display and AJ Brown and Devontae Smith? How can you not be excited? Wait, and everybody's like, yo, wait until they clean this, you know, the mistakes up. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, if this offense gets into a rhythm, you know, there's just let the rhythm hit him. If you've, you know, a little hip hop history.
Yeah, I was about to say, let's check you out.
I'm saying, once they get into a rhythm, I think it could be really nasty. And if you're looking at a Atlanta offense, do they have the firepower to hold up with a offense like this? And this is, again, this is not us. These are Atlanta content creators talking about, do they have the firepower to keep up with an Eagles offense? Do they have, they had issues with their front, their offensive line. TJ Watt was a menace. So, I mean, Jalen Carter will be a menace as well. So,
yeah.
Do you think that, I mean, Kirk Cousins has looked, you know, we got some numbers here on Kirk. Kirk Cousins, first of all, is a, he's coming off a, what, Achilles?
Yeah, he's coming off an Achilles injury.
So I'm saying, you know, Eagles are hosting Kirk Cousins for the third straight year in week two primetime game. The Eagles won the previous two when Cousins was with the Vikings. Kirk Cousins is 12-20 in primetime, about to be 12-21. You say that with your chest?
I say it with my chest.
Okay, good. We're on the same page. I think we're all, and it's nothing against Kirk. He's coming off, he's not the most mobile guy. If he's going to be a sitting duck, you don't have to worry about him being super mobile. I think, you know, in terms of like thinking about that unit, the young guns, you might say, Evan Hollywood Hearn, certified Bijan Stan, you're getting your opportunity to see him up close and personal. Got some juice. Are you feeling Bijan's game?
Yeah. Bijan, bro, he's like a human joystick. Pause. And I got it. Also Drake London. I like Drake London's game. Also like Kyle Pitts. Like they have weapons on that side. Who is the slot? Because that's the only thing I'm worried about with the offense. Atlanta's offense is the slot wide receiver. I think of it. I can't think of the name. Hold on, I got it right here.
This guy
either Moody. It had to be. I'm a little worried about Moody or McCloud, Ray McCloud, though, because we had a tough time with the slot wide receivers last week. Well, and I know some of it has to do with the slippery grass, but
also I'm also going size. If you look at Christian Watson touchdown last week, mm-hmm.
Right?
You obviously saw the mismatch down by the goal line. Tay-Tay is as much hard as he has. That is a tough task. And again, teams will continue to, depending on who we have at the slot, you know, are they going to try something new with a wrinkle? You know, talking about the injury report here by the Eagles, we have Isaiah Rodgers. He is full practice. We have Devin White with a full practice and Milton Williams with limited practice. So, Isaiah Rodgers, we've talked about the Isaiah Rodgers, Quinyon Mitchell, their Slay combo. So, I mean, it'd be interesting to see who goes inside and who stays outside.
This is a tough one for me, man. This is a tough one for me because I like Quinyon outside, bro. He just – his attitude, the drip, like the – he got it, bro. He reminds me of Sauce, bro. He reminds me of a physical, more physical present DB Sauce Gardner. Like that's what I see. He can, you know, the way that he can act to, you know, he got that sauce, bro.
Who are you talking about, Rodgers? Say Rodgers? Quinyon. Okay, all right.
Quinyon. Yeah, come on now. Stay with me.
You might put a little too much sauce on. I mean,
Stop playing.
That's my son.
I know it's your son.
I adopted him a long time ago. Before any of y'all were talking about Quinyon.
Whoa. That's my godson because I was there.
Bro,
I was there.
Okay. Shout out to NFL for putting my video up. Shout out to NFL.
Yeah. But that's my godson. What I'm saying is, though, man, I like him outside. What I like about Rodgers, though, Rodgers is, you know, he's 5'9". He's not like the tallest DB outside DB, but we just got to see where spicy, they can make the match. Yeah, he is very spicy.
Fast.
Yes.
I saw him bait Jalen in practice. Mm. But DeMarcus, he says Devin White or Nickel B. Dean. I said, if. And like we talk about Stoutland, and Stoutland we trust. I think in Fangio we trust.
Yeah.
If he's the same guy who saw a Van Ginkle type in Zach Vaughn.
Yeah.
Okay, like I'm gonna give him his flowers and go with him.
You know what? This is hard, man. Like I said, N'Kobe has, since game one against the Packers in Brazil, he did play well. So he deserves a start. I know if you're Devin White, you're feeling some type of way, which is okay. You're human. You know, and I have to say, you got to go with the high end at this moment, right?
Speaking of great humans, shout out to Aaron Ortega. Much love. Aaron's always a ball of energy.
Bro, first of all, what?
They ball of energy.
They coming in like they part of a scary movie or something.
Is Aaron Ortega going to be at the game? He throws up the Ike first Baldy. Shout out to Baldy, man. He was out on the trip with Philly Sports Trips. Got an opportunity to talk to him. Gave me some gems. I don't know if that was like a not talk about it situation.
Yeah.
But when you listen to Baldy and he's just freely flowing, you just listen. You soak it up like a sponge. So I'm not going to say what he told me because I don't know if that was to the vest or not. Yeah. But obviously, I was taking down notes. And again, it's always great to get some intel like that. Shout out to Philly Sports Trips. While we're here, might as well shout out Philly Sports Trips. I think it's a great opportunity for anyone who's trying to go on trips and see the country. Shout out to Philly Sports Trips and go follow them at Sports Trips PHL. Check out phillysportstrips.com for more information. Couple trips lined up. We talked about the Birds take over New Orleans. The Birds take over in Tampa. That's with Dawkins. Come on, man. Can you feel what's about to happen on this field? Birds take over in New York. That's Saquon coming home or not? The Birds take over in Cincinnati will be a great game as well. Cincinnati looking a little rough. Birds take over in Dallas. We have Jeremiah Trotter on that trip. The Birds take over in LA will be bananas. We have good old LeSean McCoy and DeSean Jackson on that trip. Kind of crazy, kind of bonkers. The Birds take over in Baltimore will be definitely one to watch. Two teams that are battling to be top. And then the Birds take over in Washington. We know that stadium is a two-pack of ass.
Facts. And he meant to say Shady McCoy, not Gerald McCoy. Shady McCoy.
Did I say Gerald?
Yeah. Yeah.
They interviewed Gerald McCoy.
Yeah, right? They did. Yeah.
Freudian.
Yeah.
Freudian slip.
It's all good.
Freudian slip.
Players mess up too, you know?
And now if you guys have any questions in the chat, bring them up, which we'll try to get them up there. Shout out to Drew in the building. Sergeant Walker said the push got canceled by the field. This is, again, I didn't think about that. I did not think about that.
I can see that.
I think in terms of Carl speaks the truth here. He would rather have them give the ball to Barkley on the 1 yard line. I think it's a great idea. It's a great idea.
Yeah,
because Barkley, why would you not give Barkley the ball on the 1 yard line?
I think we were all screaming at when Jalen threw the second interception. Like, why are y'all getting too cute? But right with the hot hand, Saquon was cooking. We all were kind of like wondering what was going on there. But they didn't run the ball that one time. This is one thing I definitely want to see is the pre-snap motion was just working beautifully. Jalen was cooking when it came up to the pre-snap motion. But when they were setting and it was like the empty back formation, it was just kind of like, oh, here we go. We're back to, you know, this sticks and stones. And I think for me, when I see this, is basically it's like when you're doing empty back formation, Phil, you got to make a hot route. You know what I mean? Get them out of there, you know, and I just need Jalen. I need Jalen just to figure that out.
You want motion.
I want motion. What did my man say on that one? I need more cowbell, baby. I need more motion, baby.
If you want motion stats, here we go. In Kellen Moore's debut as Eagles offensive coordinator, the offense utilized motion on 48 of 73 plays. That's 65.8%. Their highest mark in a single game since 2020. Last season, the Eagles used motion at the lowest rate. League-wide, 35.1%. Again, and if you look at the stats on Jalen's success rate with motion, it's not a hard analysis here. Run motion as much as you can. And the thing I like with I think with Saquon, mm-hmm. he adds this factor of like, you could either like fake it. You could fake a handoff to him. You right. could fake a screen to him. He's just like, you got to keep eyes on him. Yeah. All linebackers. Shout out to Matt Judon. Because Matt Judon got burned on a wheel route while he's with the Patriots at the joint practice. Guess who is the Falcons linebacker?
Judon.
Matt Judon. So can we see a Judon versus Barkley this week?
Oh, we're definitely going to see that. Can we talk about the last week's game? You were there. When Saquon got the ball and he ran up the middle, right? Do you remember him doing a jump cut? Who was number 7 on the Packers? The linebacker.
Quay Walker?
Bro, he got his ankles broke.
I've always said this about Barkley. Mm-hmm. It's going to sound weird, but sweet feet. The way that he maneuvers in the hole, he can get skinny for his size. Like yeah. we talked about another Penn State running back who also shared the same number here in Philadelphia, but not anymore. Miles Sanders, the way that he would hit the hole versus Miles Sanders sure. hitting the hole,
most
very
different,
very different. Yeah. Shout out to Kathy. She's working at the stadium.
Hey,
she said she's going to cry Monday. She's going to cry Monday.
Okay. I was trying to figure out what that meant. Shout out to you, Kathy.
Did I miss him? Someone said stop bragging about something, Gail. Oh, for my son?
Huh. Yeah, I think he's bragging. Yeah. That's Gail. If you don't know Gail Saunders, he brags. He brags. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't need to brag, bro. I just tell it like it is, man. Come on, man.
No, I'm just, but you got the old Dion dance, you know what I'm saying? Must be the money.
Who did I pick last year? Sidney Brown?
Yeah, you did.
Bro, I ain't got no sources, man. Yeah, this is all
straight to the dome. Straight off the dome.
This is all research. I'm gonna stop. Y'all need to just stop whining.
Jesse. Okay.
Shout out to Jesse Wines. He said, Nolan Smith, Jordan Davis, a.k.a. the Philly Dogs, got to stop playing like Pomeranians. Wow.
Damn. That wasn't nice.
If you don't know Jesse, he likes to – he comes straight from the chesticles. He will say it. He will
– oh, whoa. What?
He will say it off the chest. Say it right off the chest. But if you're whining about your graphics – this is a perfect opportunity. The man is right here. Jesse Wines, Jesse_Wines on Instagram. If you need graphics in your life, if you're whining about how your graphics suck, you see him right there. Go hit your boy up. Yeah, so I mean, the chat knows. Quinyon Saunders. Yeah.
That's funny.
Shout out to Todd in the building.
What up?
This guy. Chase is saying stop bragging. He's talking about Brazil. Definitely having a depression Brazilian week. Andrew says, yo, Gail, did you get your Quinyon Mitchell jersey yet?
He ain't got an interception yet. You got to wait for that first interception.
I was talking about the other day.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I do have a Malcolm Jenkins jersey.
I do have a Malcolm Jenkins jersey too, but I can't trade in Captain Link, Jink, I can't do that, man. I got to get Quinyon his own thing.
Now, Carl mentions how you win a starting job with no first-team reps this offseason. I think Vic playing games. Remember, if you listen to past shows, I've said the same exact thing about N'Kobe Dean. Like I said, I like where he's at playing second team because could he be playing mind games with N'Kobe Dean? To get the best out of them. And that's what coaches do. It's not, you didn't see. I mean, coaches just do that. So I feel like hopefully it worked, you know, Hopefully next week he does pull in a pick six. Shout out to Tony Capri all the way from Columbia. Birds fans worldwide, coming up shortly. We do have the Smoking Son, aka Alex, aka the Juggernaut, aka the best pulled pork. But also he's got football takes too. So if you're just sensing a tone to the show, it is all about the tailgate vibes today. Shout out to Alex. We're bringing Alex in, the Smoking Son.
Hey, there he is. What's up, B?
How are you feeling, man? This is the real home opener. You have a history with home openers. How are you feeling?
Feeling pretty good, man. I mean, you know, we got a tough competition coming up, but we should spank them. That's a reality.
Are you being kind and saying that they're a tough competition, or are you being honest?
I think that we could fall into some traps, you know. But I think we should handle business. I mean, we're a tough team too, you know.
I know they have trap music in Atlanta.
ATL, yeah. They get down. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice transition. Yeah. Talk about I mean you travel far away to come to these home games.
3 hours away.
3 hours away.
It's okay. That's so far. Travel 3 hours and then tailgate for what, seven? Something like that.
Seven
and
hours.
Sometimes just drive right back and go to work the day after.
Real one. Real one. I'm not sure if you saw the I'm gonna flex right now. He's gonna flex right now. Mm. Look at this, Smoking Son. The Smoking Son, man. Yeah, look at that.
That's yes, sir.
Soon, if you see this logo, you're gonna have to buy a T-shirt. All we need is some theme music, by the way.
Thanks. Yeah, like some pigs just snorting in the back or something, something like that.
So if y'all don't know, Alex is going to be making his famous pulled pork at this tailgate. It's phenomenal. He's always adding wrinkles to it. Tell us about what you got on deck this weekend.
We're going to do pulled pork, barbecue pulled pork tacos with the pink slaw barbecue sauce. And, if you're coming for a good time, you know where to go. If you need some good food, you know where to stop.
Again, we didn't put out the flyer yet, but if you know, you know, it's going to be in G2. That's all I'm telling you for now. Our DMs. I went to the DMs and I have a lot of apologies of like, sorry, we're in Brazil. Sorry, we're in Brazil. A lot of people got some UK people. Can people come UK, Canada? We got some Pomeranians showing up to the tailgate. It's going to be dog culture. Okay. So, before you came in, Alex, we were talking about talking about the matchup. You know, obviously, the thing that we're going to have to be honest here. Two interceptions over the middle of the field. Mm-hmm. Are we worried about their secondary consists of guys like AJ Terrell, Jesse Bates, and then this other guy that we've been talking about for months. Tim, you want to take the reins on who that is?
Justin Simmons.
I mean, those three guys right there. Jesse Bates is another guy that a lot of Eagle fans have talked about. Is that any concern? Obviously, the middle of the field is where Jalen hasn't been his best, or he doesn't really like to attack as much as we'd like him to.
No.
Any concerns?
They're all pro players, right? I mean, they're good. You could say that. The best. Little aged, which is good for us. You just want Jalen to play a little smarter. That's all, right? Like, you want him to take risks, obviously, because that's how you win a game and got to go big. But you got to be smart and got to protect the ball. I mean, two interceptions, like, you got to do better than that. I'd like to take one. You know, I'll take one a game if he needs to do it, but two is too many, you know?
Right.
And the fumble, obviously, that didn't help.
Now, I think in terms of the slot corners, I think this is where I think the Eagles can take advantage of, the thing about A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, very interchangeable. You can move them inside and out. I think whoever the CB3 is against, their slot corner, we have, Mike Hughes. So it's A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith versus Mike Hughes and D. Alford. I think this is where we can attack them. I think I'm going to be honest, man. I'm going to be super honest. I think watching Devontae Smith run his little choice routes, I thought that was like light work for him.
Yeah.
And it's not, he's versatile, right? He can beat you deep. He can beat you crossers, you name it. But like a choice route is, he was open all day.
He's so seamless. Anything he does is just so beautiful. It's like a ballet person out there, right? Just doing whatever he wants to do and just making it look so good all the time. And he's clutch, you know, he's so consistent. That's what we love about him.
All right.
It's funny because I'm not sure if I deleted that video, but I had a video of Devontae talking about catching footballs. Oh, and I probably did delete it, but it's back in Alabama. But I think that's a pitch and catch type situation is what I was really wanted to get to. It's a pitch and catch situation. It's not even, you can't even just overthink it. It's just a pitch and catch,
right?
With him. So I really feel like Devontae should do work. I think if they try to bracket, you know, Terrell, like if Terrell's on AJ, I still like if they try to man it up too. Did you see the crossing route to Goddard? The pick play.
They have no. It makes no sense if they do. They run man. They run man. Pick your poison. You're going to get gashed. You're going to get gashed
somewhere.
It's hard to cover. It's hard to cover.
Now talking about the offensive line, obviously, they got some guys. I'm not gonna say, are they, shout out to Hollis Thompson. Are they pigeons? I mean, they got some guys that, we can attack. Now let's look at their offensive line here. Obviously Jake Matthews, he's a, the lineage is serious. Mm-hmm. Matthews, shout out to the, I think, you know, the edges should be all right. I think Caleb could get got. I think this could be a Huff game. There's people in the comments now talking about Huff. I think Huff will get off against these guys. I do think the interior, I think shout out to Matt Bergeron from Syracuse. Shout out to his parents, met them at the Senior Bowl. Good opportunity to get some work here. But I think Drew, Chris, Lindstrom, I mean, they all got pressures. I think Matt Bergeron and Drew Dowman both had three pressures, both gave up a sack. But I do think we had T.J. Watt in the building. Now I don't think as a whole, I think as a whole we got a unit, right? But I don't think we have an edge rusher like T.J. Watt.
Yeah, we ain't got nothing like T.J. Watt. But this is the game where we got to see Huff. You're getting paid now. So we need to see that motor and what you were doing against us last year when we played the Jets. You was causing havoc. We need to see that in week two, Monday Night Football against the Falcons. We need to see that.
Yeah. Talking about havoc, I'm bringing another person to the stage here. Obviously, you know, he's a busy man. He's taking the time out to just show face, man. Show face. We go way back. But he's decided to, partner up with Fourth and John this off season. I mean, this season, bringing all these chefs to the building. We got two chefs in the building. Shout out to Joe DiGregorio. Look at you, man. You're looking sharp, man. You're looking like a.
I work.
What's going on, guys? How are you?
You're looking pretty sharp there, man.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. It was a good idea to put this on. I took the dirty apron off.
Now, give them a little history of how I met the Joe DiGregorio.
Wow, we're going back to 1993 in Danbury, Connecticut.
Oh wow! I mean, don't date us, dude.
I still had hair.
Aging yourself, man. 1993.
And Joe's out here making field goals. You know, like he was our kicker at college, but now he's just. he's actually kicking ass in the the catering game.
Well, the chef kiss, right?
Okay. Chef kiss. Yeah, I didn't have that then. I probably should have. It might have helped.
So Joe, tell us a little about your catering business.
So we purchased a restaurant in Wilmington, Delaware, named the Marshallton Steakhouse, and then we also purchased a catering company, which was owned by the same group, Appleton Catering, and we have been here almost 5 months now. We also have a retail sales location at Booth's Corner Farmers Market in Booth Wynn or Garnet Valley, PA, if you will. And so I'm not too far now from where Gail's new residence is. So I know he's going to come down. And we had a slamming happy hour tonight, so I wasn't sure I was going to be able to get on this. But it quieted down. Not too many Dolphins fans in here tonight, I guess, to watch the game. So. But I quieted down, so I jumped on. But, yeah, this is the new venture. I've been in and out of food my whole life and have been in corporate America for 15 years and decided one final big jump with both feet. And four businesses later, here we are and giving it a go. But, you know, a mutual friend of Gail and myself, who we still stay in contact with, Anthony Constantine, AC, he hooked us up in a group chat, and he had said, you know, Gail's always interested, you know, Fourth and John's always looking for partnerships or things. So finally I had my legs under me enough and I said, all right, let me give it a shot. And unbeknownst to me that Gail would say, hey, how's 5 days from now? So I'm like, all right, sure. Yeah. So I think Monday night, we're going to be bringing some food to the tailgate. We'll be there.
Now, Alex, also a phenomenal chef. I think you guys are going to form like Voltron, obviously. I mean, I'm sure you're going to be sharing recipes, but Alex, pulled pork, famous pulled pork. And you're bringing, what are you bringing to the table?
I'm doing shrimp, mac and cheese, and sausage, peppers, and onions.
Oh, very nice.
Hey, nice. I'm going to book a ticket. I'm going home. I'm coming back home.
Now, Joe, are you an Eagles fan, by the way?
I am not.
Okay.
But now you're going to do this to me in front of the whole city of Philadelphia? Yes, I am, Gail.
He's kidding. He's kidding. Are you excited to be this is not your first tailgate.
I've been to your tailgate two or three times, but we do at least one Eagle game a year. And the company I worked for before I went out on my own, they have multiple season tickets around the stadium, and we've always done at least one game a year, if not more. I did a Thursday nighter against the Buccaneers. We did Seattle a couple of years ago. I know it's a sore subject. It was the Seattle regular season and the Seattle playoff game. I think both were 16-6 finals or something like that. Yeah. So sorry about that.
So we're going to make you an Eagle fan by the
end of. We could work on it. You know, I was actually in a conversation the other day, and I did say that the guy that I had the most admiration for watching Saquon get that touchdown, I said, boy, I see some Brian Westbrook there. And that was the guy that I could root for. So
well, that's good, man. But yeah, I just really wanted to get you on here. I know it's going to tailgating prep is a big deal these days in Philly. I don't know if you heard, tailgating is a way of life. And I think why not build a juggernaut with the guys below us? It's going to be crazy. I think it's going to be pretty awesome. But
we're looking forward to it.
We'll send the plate. Don't worry. We'll send the plate over to California.
Just to, I know you're not going to, I know you're not going to spend a lot more time on me, but just one thing, small world, my restaurant manager and her fiance are friends with a guy who used to be one of your writers, I guess, Chris.
Oh yeah, Chris Malley. Yeah.
Yeah. And they've been to your tailgate. So when I told them, they go, oh, we know all those guys. And I'm like, how? And then we all started talking and I'm like, wow, you talk about a small world. Like of all the people and all the fans and all the podcasts and all the tailgates, how we could possibly end up knowing people that all knew each other. But
hey, small world, man. Good people find each other, man. So I appreciate you joining with us. It's gonna be a great ride. It could be, you know, tailgates are always crazy. We love the atmosphere. But
froze up again, on me, Gail.
Oh maybe how about now? You hear me now? You good now?
I got you back now. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you guys are looking for a catering company, Appleton Catering, to learn more about Appleton Catering, make sure to visit appletoncatering.com.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Made fresh from locally sourced ingredients. Call them at 302-267-4018. It's pretty good read, huh?
Appreciate it, man. Great job. And I'm proud of you. You guys are killing it, man. And getting bigger and bigger. And the following's getting bigger. And I'm looking forward to hanging out with you guys on Monday night.
All right, Joe D. We'll see you guys soon, man. Peace. Now, again, man, like, check out Appleton Catering, man. Check out Appleton Catering when you get an opportunity. Shout out to the homies, man. Always doing it big. And that's the cool thing, man. Everyone coming together for a good cause. And that's whooping the Atlanta Falcons' ass. Right? Facts.
I just wish I was back home. Well, it wouldn't be like a morning, but I miss Alex's bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, breakfast sandwiches, bro. Like,
yeah, that was good, dude.
Oh, man.
We like to speak things in existence on the show. It's obviously, last week, our offensive MVP. Mm-hmm. A lot of you said Saquon Barkley.
26.
A lot of you said Jalen Carter as your defensive MVP. Some of them, I mean, people in chat.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
There was, but I'm going to say I had Jalen Hurts having a great game last week. I said Saquon would get 120. He got around 109.
Yeah, it was 134 or something like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think who's your offensive MVP this week?
Man, I think for me, man, I think I'm going to have to say I'm hoping it's going to be a Dallas Goedert showing. You know, the middle of the field, underneath, let's wreak havoc. That's what I want. But I kind of thinking it's going to be that Devontae. I just think Devontae. Because his smooth route running, sure hands, I think it's going to end up being Devontae, bro. To be honest with you. But I want it to be Dallas Goedert. I want Dallas Goedert to get love. He don't get love. You know what I mean? He's kind of been like the forgotten man ever since Saquon came over here. So I want him to get love, man. But Devontae would be the guy.
Devontae Smith, okay. What about you? What about you,
Alex? I'm thinking Smitty, man. I mean, I think he's going to have a game. I think he's going to have over 100, you know, hopefully two tutties. I think he could really do some damage, especially in the middle of the field. You know, like I said, he's a ballerina, dude. So he's going to make some plays that are just super nice and crispy and beautiful. And I think he's going to have hell of a game.
It's tough because I think Jalen should have a rebound game, but I do think Saquon. Speaking of Saquon, we do have a resident Giant stan who I've had arguments over years and years with. Another old college teammate who's in the chat, but Saquon, he did mention when he walked out to the practice, he said 30,000 people are here for practice. Who does that? I've been to a Giants practice in the summer. I had Sixers gear on just to blend in. They didn't know, but I had Sixers gear.
Oh yeah.
Not 30,000. So just imagine when he sees the link lit up. I think he's gonna have another big game. But resident Giants stan here. He says, who's covering Bijan Robinson out of the backfield? Omar questions.
I can definitely see that's probably going to be a Zach Bond move. Or you can do a little bit of twist on it and you can just throw CD. You can throw a little CD on there. Throw some wrinkles at him. Throw some coverages where he hasn't seen before. And we know Vic Fangio is good at that. And then they also, I mean, we'll see who's active for this game. But Cam Stearns, Gail, help me out. From DB, he played with Fangio back in the Broncos.
Yeah, Stearns. Yeah,
Stearns. I like to see him get some playing time if he's 100% and he's ready to play. I feel like he's going to be one of those little hidden gems as well.
That's a good question, my guy. Wasn't he on the practice squad?
Yeah, he was on a practice squad. They signed him yesterday, and then they released Jack Stroll. So Stroll's not even on the squad anymore.
Yeah, I saw that earlier. It's going to be interesting. I mean, do you even cover him is the question. But I think, again, Bijan Robinson, you know, he's got some sweet feet as well. I think he's jack of all trades. My other question is Drake London. Are we concerned with Drake London?
I'm a little concerned with Drake London. I mean, because he's that guy that can make – he has a big radius to be able to catch the ball. You know, he's like 6'5". He's a, you know, big wide receiver. But I haven't really seen him get the connection that he is with Cousins, but it's also been week one. I'm not sure that, but I think I'm most afraid of is probably Kyle Pitts. You know what I mean? Anybody that's coming out of that nickel or that's going to be guarding the nickel position, I'm a little worried about, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. Like, and we had poor tackling last week and I'm hoping we fix the fundamentals when it comes to tackling.
Let's see. Alex is getting a lot of love for the pulled pork.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate that.
Now, Mark chimes in, also a tailgate goer. See, there's a theme going on right now. Everyone's geeked up about the game and the tailgate. Anything us common folk can bring to contribute, trash bags, plates, anything is welcome.
I got to come home.
Whatever we all want to bring.
Trash bags is nice.
You know, I just want to say one thing before I hopped on. I just wanted to make sure I didn't say moist balls as many times as Tim did. So, I won't say it more than once. I had a little time.
It's always me, bro. I try to like not to say so.
This is right there. You, dog. It's you.
Oh, man.
Chris mentions, he's like, I really like seeing the Barkley Shipley split back package. Yes. That was nice.
That's fun.
There's just little wrinkles that you like to see. I think Kellen Moore with the motion. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that, going back to it, like, I think Jalen really needs to just really hone into, you can never go broke taking a profit. There's a lot of profit plays. Like, and again, as much as Ike and Baldy were arguing back and forth, the whole idea of, like, you know, do you be safe if you – are you safe – just be safe with the ball? Like, the whole mindset of that you don't turn over the ball, get these points, you should be fine. But I do think the trickery that could be had with this package, there's going to be some plays in there. There's going to be some plays in there. Let's see here.
Did you say you're a defensive player of the game on for Monday?
Defensive player of the game. I'm going to go with. I think Jalen got to be a menace this week.
So you're going with Jalen and Jalen?
No, I'm going with Saquon and Jalen.
Oh, you're going with Saquon? Okay, yeah. Saquon and Jalen. Okay, Alex.
That left side. Whoever's going to be on that left side is going to have a good game. Whoever's lining up over there. I feel like the right side's a lot more difficult, right? You got McCarron. Yeah. Got two pretty good players on the right side. So on the left, whoever the left end and right defensive or left defensive tackle at that point is, you're going to eat, I think. Okay. A lot better time, yeah.
All right,
so then you convinced me. A positional and an area.
Right. No, I get what you're saying. Yeah. I get what you're saying. So then, if you're saying that, I think it's going to be Sweat. Sweat's going to be the defensive player of the game.
Interesting.
And he has the best celebration, let's be honest.
Yeah. Speaking of tailgate homies, shout out to Swoop Boys Entertainment. I believe that's Swoop Cozy. Boys. Cozy.
What up, Cozy?
Behind the deck there.
Yes, sir.
So Cozy hits me up. He said, hey, man, what's your address? Sending you something. I don't know what he sent me, but it's sitting right next to me.
Okay.
You guys like surprises?
Let's do it.
I'm going to mute this mic here. You know, people are going to be upset with the sound here. I'm sorry.
People are going to be upset. He's so polite.
I know. He's so nice. Shout out to Gail, man. No one says that, but shout out to Gail for real. Putting everybody on. Hooking everybody up. Like he does. He's muted right now. And I know. Yep. Stop.
Yeah. He's so humble, bro. He's so humble.
Shout out to Gail, putting everybody on, hyping everybody up, making sure this all happens. Primo too, Evan, you know, but Gail, shout out to you. And Silence, appreciate that. Thank you.
There you go.
Man, you're too much, man. But yo, dog. Appreciate that, man. This dude, Cozy, is a banana. This guy.
Hey, yo. Shout out to you, Cozy. Hey. Cozy, bro, you the real MVP, bro. Hey, you the real MVP, Cozy. Go. You the real MVP, Cozy. Cozy's the real one. That's a
bruh, come on, man. Man, listen.
Yeah, he gonna drink all those by the night.
Oh, do it, yeah, do that.
For those who are listening on the podcast, Cozy sent me the Brazilian original soda here. Guaraná?
Yeah. Guaraná, the best.
If you've never had a Guaraná, it's like crack.
Cozy, text my line. Like, where do you get it? Because I got to try it. Everybody is like saying this is it. This is like it's the next best thing, man. Hit my line. Where do I get it?
Yo, I'm telling you, I had like, in Brazil, I had about 30 of them, maybe 35. It got to the point where I was just going to the bar like Guaraná. Then I put rum in the Guaraná, and I put an orange in it, and I call it the Philly Special.
Check you out.
Just saying.
I'm getting a little fancy.
Frank White. Oh, Frank White.
Bro, I'm He said, I'm taking it, take half of it to the tailgate. I don't think it's making this to the tailgate.
Yeah, I'm about to say that is not making it to the tailgate. Sorry, Cody, it's not making it to the tailgate.
Shout out to the Green Talons in the building.
What up, man?
Yeah, doing good, man. We are doing good. Now, Moira chimes in. She says, I was really impressed with Bond last week. Hope he gets a sack or two versus Cousins. A little skeptical on our run defense, but only one game. Hope to go up from here. My thing is, we saw how Josh Jacobs and the Packers, 7.8 yards per carry. Mm-hmm. Really? Really run defense? I mean, that's an area of concern for me. I mean, it's been an area of concern for me all offseason mentally. Right. I've been thinking about where they're at without a Fletcher Cox to keep them stable as a group.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. It is always in the back of your head. Like I said, the first half, it was kind of like, yeah, we were like, it was kind of like, dang, they paid Josh Jacobs all this money. He ain't doing that in the second half. He must have drank the Michael Jordan juice at halftime, and he was running the ball. He was running the ball.
Shout out to Daniel Winter, our resident Brazilian in the building. We were partying together in Sao Paulo last week. Hey. Shout out to you. He had his Iverson jersey on.
Shout out to him.
I've been telling that story to anyone who listen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Shout out to Cozy, man. I appreciate it. That
I'm gonna have to check that out, bro.
I'm telling you, it doesn't taste like any soda that we have. It's like, you know, you've had Jaritos.
Yeah. I don't even mess with it like that. But like
it's different.
Okay.
It's different. Right. What are your biggest concerns heading into this game? I mean, Alex, you call this the trap game.
Yep.
Oh,
I mean, Bijan, right? Like, he's a force. He could be, hopefully not, but he could be a force, man. Like, they do have some weapons. You can't say that they don't. Hopefully we could contain them. But yeah, our run defense, man, like, that's an issue, right? Like, we've always been pretty proud on how well they've done. New season, you know, Fletcher not there. So, Gotta figure out who's gonna be that guy, and hopefully it's Jalen, obviously. But yeah, I'd say run the ball, man. That's definitely a big concern for us.
Shout out to Cozy says, you blessed me with the tailgate, I bless you with the soda of your dreams.
That's what's up.
Cool moment. You want a Cozy story?
Go ahead.
I don't know if it's too personal, Cozy. I don't know. He was going through a bad breakup.
Mm.
He shows up to the tailgate. He doesn't know that his mom and brother are going to meet him there. And they had like a family bonding moment at the tailgate.
Oh, that's what's up.
I was like, yo, that is make me cry.
Right.
Make me cry. But
tailgate stories.
Tide wants to know, when are you hopping on the plane? See, again, comments. The comments. Tide is coming all the way from South Carolina.
And see, but that's I gotta go to New Orleans next week. It's I would love to come home.
You see, what you could have done is if you came for the home game, then flown from here.
Bro, I got a job, bro. Okay. I got a job, bro.
It's okay, you know.
Priorities. I guess, right? Priorities. Whatever.
Priorities.
Got a job and got kids.
Yeah. Yo, Morris says that run the ball to open up the pass game. Let's effing go. I think with Saquon Barkley, you're at a point where you're like, how much do you run Saquon? How much do you save his legs? Or do you just let him go off in week five versus the Giants? Is it week five? Week six. We just let him go off week six.
I mean, at this point, man, I like to see Saquon get the bulk of the ball carrying and sprinkle a little bit of Gainwell. 14. Gainwell. My bad. Gainwell. I mean, sprinkle him in there as well. He had a couple of plays where I was like, all right, I don't like him at the punt return position, but, or was it kick return position? I like him, like, but I see why they put him down there, back there, because due to running back visions. But yeah, I like to see that. I like to see Shipley get the ball. And then whenever on the RPO, Jalen, let the running back have the ball. Everybody knows you're running the ball, man. Give the running back the ball, please. Please.
I mean, we've seen Jalen have MVP like season, right?
Yeah.
So there's been some highs and lows. And I remember at one point I had mentioned, like, someone is like, yo, what do you think of the game so far of Jalen's? I said, there's been some wincy in decision making.
Oh boy.
And again, you know, I don't ever really say that. Again, these are just thoughts, that fluid thoughts that come through your. It's about decision making.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we all know Wentz holding onto the ball in that Cowboys game. You can all remember where you were when you, like, these moments of like decision making. When you just got to get rid of the ball, or just, you know, take a sack versus the interception. I'd rather take sacks versus interceptions, but you got to be smart with the ball.
Live another day.
I hear that. Speaking of living, shout out to Donnie, who's been living the dream. He was the first guest at the first episode of Fourth and John.
Hey,
wow. Don't forget the homies. First episode of Fourth and John was in a bowling alley right down the street from the lake.
Oh, dope.
Love that.
It was our worst podcast, too. But he's coming in from Northern New York.
Hearing the bowling balls and everything going on in the background.
Todd mentions that Jalen is a million times better than Russell Wilson, and they called him Massage Watson.
Yo, he
I was like, who? Online, I mean, people, yeah.
Y'all bugging. Y'all are bugging. Y'all some wild bulls, man.
Yes. Donnie is the OG. Donnie, whenever you want a pair of sneakers custom, you let me know. You send them. The OG gets whatever the OG wants. Daniel chimes in. He says, definitely missed some dominate the game from both sides of the ball. This needs to be it. Foles retirement ceremony.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Foles retirement.
Very key.
Yeah.
First game in Philly. We were all healthy. This needs to be it. I totally forgot about the Foles retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Bud Light for holding down the tailgate. Shout out to Bud Light for holding down the tailgate. They are presenting their Foles Bud Light can. The Bud Light can is pretty hot. I mean, we had the Kelly Green cans they gave us last year,
mm-hmm.
which people are still asking me to send. But this you got your Kelly Green can? Okay.
Yeah, I got mine somewhere too. I was just
the Nick Foles, people are already asking for it. And I haven't even got a.
Are we getting this?
I don't even. I hope.
Hope so.
But shout out to BDN, says Maura. Now this would be interesting. Mark says, "Will the Eagles run the Philly special as a tribute tonight?" That would be hilarious.
Do you think it'd work? You think it'd work?
Who can throw the ball?
Saquon? If they ran it, a variation of it, where if you go back to watch, because how much of a crazy I am, go back to Dallas Goedert's college tape at
Dallas Goedert did run it. Yeah.
South Dakota. They ran a version of the Philly special where he takes the inside handoff, but he comes from motion, and they instead of going outside or whatever, he flips it inside. It's a great play. That's Chase is saying what I'm saying. Philly special with the wrinkle.
We did run it against them the open the season that when we won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We did run it. I remember that.
See, only real ones know this.
And that was Nelson Aguilar that did that. Nelson Aguilar also lost that game for us. You remember that? If Nelson caught that, we win that game.
Nelson went through it. I think, Mr. Talents, I think I do have some old Kelly Green bottles somewhere. But we will see if we can get you a bottle. But a shout out to Evan Hollywood Hearn and Prime in the building, handling business. Do we have any? I'm trying to think. Oh, okay. We want some ideas for tomato pies. Let us know. DM us.
Yeah.
Send us messages. Well, text me. Ideas for tomato pies. Saquon Barkley, obviously.
About to say that one has to go.
First tomato pie.
Zach Bond.
Yeah, I don't know about it. It's a little too early.
Get 15 tackles, 3 sacks now. I got you one. You ready? Vic Fangio.
A Vic Fangio pie?
Bro, he's one of us.
What about a Dom pie?
Oh, yes.
Dom pie will be
come on. All right. Oh, we usually get I think we're going to have 10 pies for this tonight.
Okay.
Just, beautiful. We have enough food for a good bunch of y'all. We already told you guys we got pulled pork.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
tacos. Like,
4 butts of pulled pork. Tim, don't say anything.
We got sausage and peppers. We have shrimp mac and cheese. We have Evan's cheesesteaks. And then we have tomato pies, dude. Come on, man.
Oh, I need to go home.
Come on, man. Like Donnie says, Foles tomato pie. That's one.
Yeah.
We got Barkley. We got a Barkley tomato pie. Okay. I think Jalen's got to have his pie. Mm. I think a Fangio we trust.
Dom?
That big Dom, that's 5.
Yeah. You know, you gotta pay some respect to Jeffrey Lurie. What's his birthday?
Yeah.
What's his birthday?
He's got
Chauncey.
He's
Chauncey.
Nah.
How about a Chris Nady pie?
Who?
Mark
says Chris Nady.
Oh, Chris Nady.
Yeah.
We'll mention.
Okay, Danny's speaking. Howie, we do have a Howie pie. We've done it.
Yeah, well, I said we already have the Howie pie.
So I say AJ and Smitty off the bat. We got it. We already got
that. Yeah. But you got to do the Bad Boys John though. You got to do the Bad Boys
John. Ooh.
You got to do the Bad Boys John.
See, Bri Guy 55 is already speaking. Okay.
Fire. Got to do the Bad Boys John.
Is Kelsey? Is he? I'm not hating.
You should do a farewell. You should do one half Kelsey and the other half Cox. And then play a song. Don't you forever get about me? You know what I'm saying?
this ain't no 80s flick.
Tomato Pop been out since the 70s, bro.
How about a Guadalupe
pie? Yeah, you would.
Yeah. Oh, see, now this is a BG pie. There you go.
Perfect.
That's perfect.
Perfect. Perfect.
Perfect.
So Maury says she'll be there on Monday night at Xfinity Live. Hopefully you're at our tailgate and then you go to Xfinity Live. Hopefully you bring moms to the tailgate as well. If you have never met Maury's mom. True OG.
Same thing with Alex's dad, Alex's pops.
Oh,
salute.
Yeah.
Salute.
He's a legend down there.
Super legend.
Holding it down.
Pops is always holding it down.
Yeah, man. We're going to be in lot G2. We'll be starting at 2 o'clock. Probably get down there earlier. We'll go to 7:30. For you real ones, I still don't. I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to the game. Still don't work it out. I'll figure it out though.
Somebody bless my man with a ticket.
Nah, man.
I'm for real.
Does a lot for the community. Bless him with a ticket.
It's all right. I lived through y'all. Senior mugs enjoying game day is enough. It's enough for me. Usually have hot takes before we get out of here. Something you have to get off your chest. I think it's a perfect opportunity to get it off your chest. You know, obviously, it could be anything. Get it off your chest right now. Speak your mind.
Got one. What do we talk about? Pets are getting eaten. Sounds crazy. We gotta stop that. Pets being. We gotta stop. Yeah, I'm tired of seeing it. The memes it's all crazy. Over social media. It's wild.
The memes are crazy.
And another one. Uncle Shay Shay, you lied, B. Come on, son. You was live, son. You knew what's up, son.
Yo, Shane.
That's it.
Hot take. I don't even know how that happens. I don't even know how that happens. Come on, son.
You was lying. You know he was lying.
I don't know how that happens.
He just put the phone down.
He did. He was live.
Yeah, come on.
Okay.
I gotta get that off my chest, though.
Mark says, he said, don't mix greens. This is like if you're talking about Kelly Green and Midnight Green.
Yes, yes, yes. That is nasty work. That is nasty work, by the way. If you mix greens, stop. Kelly Green with the Midnight Green, stop.
Yeah.
You should be in timeout. And somebody should have butterscotch candy in a pocket with no wrapper and just give it to you. You have to eat it. That should be like the law.
Oh, Moira says that she will be at the tailgate. Mom will be here this weekend for her birthday, but not the game. Oh, come on. I will drive just to say hi to Mom somewhere. She's cool as hell. Kelsey will be at Xfinity Live. That could be crazy.
Oh, happy birthday.
Chase's hot take. He says Ojomo gets his first sack.
I like that.
That'd be dope.
Mr. Talent says mixing two greens is tacky as all hell.
Facts.
I don't think I've ever done that.
You did it the other day. You did it a couple episodes. But you did it to be a joke. I think I don't think you did it on purpose because that is definitely not you.
Shannon, back in the day, my social media history goes way back, but my first blog, we teamed up with Shannon Sharp. This was before he blew up in the media space. Like he was with CBS, just started, and he needed a Twitter graphic. So we said, hey, we'll do your Twitter graphic if you do a interview. So we traded graphics, and then he did an interview on our old platform. Uncle Shay goes way back. Real one. Definitely a real one.
Stay off live, though.
So your hot take.
My hot take.
Give me a good food hot take. Like as a chef, like
hot dog, not a sandwich. Don't at me.
Don't even come at me
like that.
Yeah.
Hot dog is not a sandwich.
Hot dog is not a sandwich.
No. Okay.
All right.
Does ketchup belong on a hot dog?
Do what you want.
That's a lot of people. A lot of people say ketchup don't belong on a hot dog.
Do what you want. Come on. Really?
Wow. To me.
I can only add onions and sauerkraut. Shut up. I can only add mustard. Shut up. Whatever. You go to different countries, they put all types of stuff on a hot dog. They put mayo.
Okay.
They put potato chips. They put. You go to Chicago where they put a whole slew of things on it. So
I need another food hot take because you're a chef.
I got one for you. You ready for this, Alex?
Go ahead, Alex.
No, I'm asking this. I want it because he is. I feel like Alex has an impressive palate, and I want to hear this. Pineapples. Do pineapples belong on a pizza?
Listen, okay. You can do whatever you want. Whatever makes you happy, you should do that. Gotcha. Everyone asks me about like barbecue, right?
Barbecue
on barbecue, right? Like, you know, should
Oh, I forgot about your tat. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So barbecue, like, what's the right way? Whatever tastes the best to you, whatever you like the best, make yourself happy, cook the best food you could cook, eat the best food that you could eat, you know. There's no shame in the game for pineapple on pizza. Once again, don't at me.
Smoking in sun. Smoking in sun over here, giving the hot takes. I need one more hot take about some other food.
Hot take about
where you look at somebody. I'm gonna say like a couple years ago, I had to ask Evan. It's not a hot take, but this is. Evan had never had Thai food, and this is going back a couple years ago. And I was like, "Dude, you live." He's like, "I grew up in Jersey. You don't have Thai food." I'm like, "Bro, you went to Temple. You live in Philadelphia. You never had Thai food." And he's like, "It was that wasn't a hot take. That wasn't a food hot take, but." I think he's had Thai food since.
Why didn't he try Thai food?
I've never tried Thai
food. I want you, when you see him at the tailgate, I want you to tell him.
Why not?
Did it take you this long to have Thai food? And now he's eating Indian food now. So he's elevated.
He's becoming diverse. Good for E, dog.
I'm not. Yo, I guess I'm not.
For being diverse and learning what culture is.
shout out to F. Yeah. Shout out to F. Yeah. Now, pineapples belong in the pina colada, Chase says.
Okay. Yeah. Don't belong in a pizza, though. I'll tell you that right now. Don't belong
in pizza. All right, dog.
Okay, we got a hot take from Donnie. He says, Zach Vaughn gets a hat trick, one pick, one sack, one forceful. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Shout out to Bob from Down Under. Obviously, there's a football game coming up. Miami Dolphins are playing.
Hey, what up, Bob?
The Miami Dolphins, you're going to hear a whole lot of talk about the Tyreek Hill situation.
Oh, the situation, yeah.
It's random. I got an opportunity to work with Tyreek Hill doing a photo shoot, and it was so wild and very random, but was the ultimate gentleman, very cool, he was so nice that I was like, man, this is crazy. He was great. But I hate to see him in that situation. I'm glad nothing really, really, really terrible happened. But I think, who are they playing tonight?
Buffalo Bills.
Yep.
Division game. Division games are weird on a Thursday night, right?
Strange.
Is that okay? Thank you. I do have one question. I want this question for the chat though. So I just set up my parlay. I want y'all to hear me out. So Tyreek Hill, 100 yards. We cool with that?
Good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen, any time touchdown. We good with that?
Yep.
Tua, 250 yards passing.
I'm good with that.
You good with that? Okay. Jalen Waddle, 70 yards plus. Did I go over? Am I being greedy? Am I being greedy right there?
70 yards or more?
Yeah, 70 yards or more.
I'll give it to you.
Okay. Tyreek Hill, seven plus receptions. Come on now. They always throw the ball to him.
See, he could probably have like watch him get like six.
Right. I hope not. Miami. I'm taking Miami 2.5.
I think the Bills are gonna win.
Think the Bills are gonna win? Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's me though. That's me.
Gotcha. Then my last one. 48.5 over. I feel like this is always a high scoring game.
I think so.
Yeah, 45 over. I don't think they're playing defense in Buffalo. Yeah,
right.
Should be a good game. Should be a good game.
I think so too. Who you got? Who you taking this one?
I'm gonna go with the Dolphins.
No Dolphins.
I'm just throwing stuff out there. Now, Kayla asks, will there be a 4th and John tailgate for Monday's game? Kayla, this whole podcast has been about the tailgate. But if you're just jumping on, this is a great way to get your answer, question answered. We are having a tailgate. So I will be putting out details about the tailgate tomorrow. Again, the tailgate details are done on the fly. Perk says I'm out on Waddle, 77 plus yards.
Out on Waddle? I feel like Waddle's going to have a good game. That's
just me. Greg chimes in. He says, hot take, division game should only be played on Sunday or Monday night.
Facts. Facts. Thank you.
Greg.
See, that should have been the hot take right there. Boom. Yeah.
Greg speaking truth. There is no need to be sorry. She just jumped on. You will be heading there Sunday. Coming from Florida. That is awesome. That is awesome. Oh, it's going to be, you know, and again, people will ask, what do you bring? Anything you want. Mm-hmm. Anything you want. Anything you want. You want to add to the mix, bring whatever you want. Bob says, Russo gets three sacks for his cards. How bad is Allen's hand? Is it his throwing hand?
That's what I was worried about.
You know, his play style.
Yeah, it's questionable.
Can he do that in his 30s?
No.
He's a big boy though. He's not a small dude.
Like he's in his 20s now. But his style of play does he make it to his like mid 30s playing quarterback? Because we all
not playing like that.
Yeah, we saw what happened to Cam Newton. Cam Newton was.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He was that dude for a minute, taking all those hits, punishing everybody for a long time.
People forget Cam Newton got MVP.
And on top of that, he didn't have the weapons that these quarterbacks are having weapons now. You know what I'm saying? So Steve Smith and those guys. He didn't have one and two and tight end and running back. You know, he had Jonathan Stewart, but those guys was later on down their career. Like imagine if he had like a top tier guys. Sheesh.
The Bills wide receivers though.
He spreads it though.
Cole.
Yep.
Coleman, he spreads Curtis. It. I like yeah. Well, They had to get rid of Stephon, bro. They had to get Stephon Diggs out of there.
Stephon didn't want it. It's too cold for him. My thing with Monday night games, they should be like juggernaut games.
Yeah. I totally
What type of games?
There's levels to this juggernaut games. Because like you know, Monday night football is a like you know what I'm saying, like make it a thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see. The game starts at what, 8:15?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be honest, guys. I don't play fantasy football anymore, and it's weird because I worked at Roto-World. But not having to play fantasy football has opened my life up in so many different ways.
Speaking of that, I need to make sure I'm good.
I was like a fantasy football therapist. I was getting calls from everyone. I was sitting in with people while they're taking their drafts. I'm getting phone calls all day, every day about what they should. I don't get those anymore.
Too much. It's heavy.
It is too much. I'm be honest with you. Sometimes it's I just want one.
I slim down to one league after about four. So.
Yeesh.
Bob says, what time are you guys showing up on Monday? I will be – I have a hit with Fox 29 at 9 to 10. If Chris Lee can hold me a spot in line.
I'm hopefully not too far behind him. I'll probably be in line at, I don't know, 10 o'clock, 9:30, 10 o'clock maybe, yeah.
Are they still acting? Are they still acting crazy with the?
We have no spots? Idea. It's a crapshoot. Like I have no idea what the situation is going to be like.
That's week one for us.
The key thing is get there early, get your spot,
right,
and tailgate your ass off.
You know it's crazy. Cleveland, they open their lots up like 25 or 24 hours before the game. So you had people tailgating a whole day before the actual game. I'm like, that oh, that'd be so. I'd be there. Oh my god, are you kidding me?
Cleveland rocks.
Yeah. That'd be a cool tailgate to go.
Yeah, that would be a cool tailgate to go.
Dogs.
But before we get out of here, I just want to mention everyone that who's going to be involved in this tailgate. Shout out to Appleton Catering again. It's their first time tailgating with us. They're bringing the heat with the shrimp, mac and cheese, and the sausages and peppers. You already know this guy, but not under this name. Smokinson, a.k.a. the Juggernaut, a.k.a. Alex, a.k.a. the co-host for this show, bringing all the heat with the pulled pork tacos. You might know this guy, Evan Hollywood Hearn, bringing the heat with the cheesesteaks.
My flat top.
That's not cheesesteak music, but it is tonight. shout out to Bud Light holding down the tailgate, and shout out to Red Bull giving the tailgate wings. Last but not least, Conchalk and Titan Bakery. And the guy DJing for this said tailgate, Lowski. Make sure you hit him up at Lowski Entertainment if you need some special goods. Shout out to Crafty John. CraftyJohn.com makes the amazing chunky chains. He should be down there having a good time. Should be great. Should be a great day. I can't believe it's here. Make sure, I've seen in the comments, ticket prices are going down.
Dope.
So, like I said, if you really want to be that guy, wait till the very last minute to get the lowest. If you have like five people, don't mess around. If you have three people, don't mess around. It has to be even numbers. 2, 4, okay? Just think about it. There are hardly going to be like five seats open or three seats open, it's usually. Yeah, before we get out of here, last word, we'll start with you, Alex. Last word before we get out of here. Say anything you want.
Very excited for the beginning of the season with the first tailgate coming. Super excited for this game. I think we're really going to have a good one. I think it's going to be super exciting, very physical. And I'm hoping, you know, for that big Eagles win that we need to feel comfortable with. I think it'll happen Monday night.
And we can we score a prediction before we get out?
Let's go. Say just like a little 40-10. You know, let's just
whoa.
You said 40-10. Okay, yeah, why not? Mic drop. I like it. Tim.
Oh man, y'all know what it is, man. Please. Enjoy yourselves at the tailgate. Take lots of pictures, a lot of videos. I want to see you guys screaming on top of your lungs. Go Birds. We bleed green. No one likes us. I want to see everything. Keep your boy in spirit. I'll be there in spirit. And, yo, represent right, man. And like I said, 4th and John, we do it for the people. We do it for the real ones. Score prediction will be 34-17. Go Birds. Ooh, all right.
Green Talon chimes in 35-14. Eagles, baby. Yeah, last word. Again, shout out again to all the people of Brazil who welcomed us, held us down, kept us safe. Obviously, there's some of you guys in the chat. Appreciate you guys, man. It's a life-changing experience for me. Still riding on that high. But then you ride on that high and you go right into an Eagles home game where you're seeing your peoples, your tailgate peoples that have been holding you down for all these years. It's like a reunion. It's talking about like you see everyone from all over that you haven't seen for a year, and then you party up, and then you go watch your Eagles play. Call me spoiled when it comes to hanging out with Eagle people because I do it all the time. It's a great opportunity to cherish your birds and root on your Eagles. It's going to be a crazy atmosphere, home tailgate, home game, Monday night football. Hopefully you called off work on Tuesday to enjoy the win. It's going to be bananas. It's going to be bonkers. It's going to be – the energy is so live. I will tell you, get to the stadium early. Do not F around because you will find out that you'll be stuck in traffic trying to get into the parking lot. Do not show up late to the parking lot because the traffic is going to be bananas. I'm just telling you. Shout out to my bro. Shout out to my pops. Shout out to my girl. Shout out to Primo and Ev. Mm-hmm. And did I miss anybody?
No. Oh, Jesse.
I already mentioned Jesse. He's probably working on his fit right now.
Yeah, probably is working on his fit.
It's going to be so fun. King. He's going to look so good.
But for us and the boys out here, 4th and John, we'll see you guys in the next one. And as always, it is Fly Eagles Fly. I forgot my sport score prediction. It is 35-21. Make it awkward.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.